I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions between Pakistan's government and a radical Islamist group turned deadly this weekend. Two people died in clashes, while 11 police officers were held hostage and later released. Now, the conflict is rooted in anti-Western sentiment. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says believers could be at risk because people often think Christianity is a Western religion. Pray this conflict resolves without further bloodshed and ask God to protect his followers in Pakistan.
The second thing we can do is to make sure our government leaders know that we care about religious freedom. We care about Pakistan protecting their Christian population. I often remind American Christians, in our society, the elected officials, at least in theory, they work for us. We need to let them know what our priorities are.
And Pastor William had to flee Bangladesh in 2015 after receiving death threats from the Islamic State. He stayed in touch with his church network and fellow believers, though. And now, as Farms International begins new work among believers from a Muslim background, Pastor William sees the answer to his prayers.
I am praying for almost 15 to 16 years that God sent somebody who can help us, that can understand us. I thank God for Farm International.
In Bangladesh, people who leave Islam to follow Christ face problems on every level. Pastor William began a nationwide church network to support these believers in 2006.
The people, they are coming to the Christ. They have nowhere to go. Traditional Christians were not receiving them because they are scared of persecution. They thought that they will be persecuted by the Muslim community.
Pray the new Farms program will have a successful launch.
I want my pastors to grow their own food. They do that with the help of Farm.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.